Hello, this is the Intimate Hour with Magic Mike and No Red Ryan. Why? Because he left me. He left me for another man. And that's sad. He's trying to be an actor.
A whole bunch of men, actually.
I didn't tell them you were here. I have a new host. His name's Soren. He's replacing Ryan. You may talk, whoever you are.
Temporarily. Hi, I'm Soren. What's up, people?
I just said that. You're wasting their time. This is radio. Every minute is sacred. Try again.
My name is Ashwan Bhagashwan, and yeah. My name's Soren. I go to UMass, and I'm a good friend of Mike's, and he asked me to stand in for Ryan, because Ryan is out rehearsing or something?
Yeah, he's in this theater thing, doing acting things, things of that stuff. And the thing is, he's not here, and that's what really doesn't count.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, yeah, I mean, I hope it'll be a good show. I brought a song for later, which should be pretty cool, that I like.
I hope so.
Should get more exposure. But Mike hasn't heard it yet, so maybe he'll hate it. I don't know. So what do we got lined up?
Well, exactly that. Do you like the color blue?
The color blue. I like blues, like blues music. I learned all about blues and all the different...
All right. Stop showing off. I asked you is what your favorite color is, not...
No, you didn't. You said, do I like blue? And I did a much more interesting tangent off of that.
Yeah. Funny guy.
Yeah. See, okay, so I used to be the president of the podcast club at my school in high school. Mm-hmm. So I have a little bit of experience doing this.
Uh-huh.
So, Mike, I think you should just, you know, take a step back and I'll take over.
Hey, I came dressed for success. I'm in a shirt and tie, fancy shoes that go.
He dressed up for a radio show. Like, I think it's pretty clear who has more experience here.
Hey, man, if you want to be successful, you come to work in a tie. That's how you get a raise.
You don't get paid to do this radio show.
You say. It's going to happen. I mean, do you know who I am?
The
name's Michael Capitafaro. I do things.
That's really generic and slightly creepy, actually.
Sorry about that. Sorry. I mean, that's what happens. That's what happens a lot of the times.
So is Ryan going to listen in on this at some point and critique my work?
Maybe. If he's not dead already.
Dead?
Who knows?
Frozen in the snow somewhere.
Frozen in the snow. I think I saw his shoe before. That's how he died, wearing shoes in the winter. Gotta wear boots. I got boots.
Wait, did you say that's how he died?
That's how he died.
So he's, like, died and come back more than once?
No, he's acting, Soren.
Oh, right. He's an actor.
Right.
I forgot it's Hampshire. Oh, see.
Oh,
okay.
What do you mean by that?
All right. Because I go to UMass, and I'm not like touting UMass as like the mecca of colleges or anything, but I can make fun of Hampshire because I don't go here.
UMass
of course, they may never let me back on the air again, but you know, this is probably a one-time deal anyway. So, at least for now.
Well, UMass is just like cold. All the time.
Cold all the... We live like 15 minutes away from each other.
It looks cold. Everything's gray.
I know. It's so weird.
It's monochrome.
Almost like all the leaves have fallen off the trees and the...
No. In September, everything was monochrome over there.
No, it was gorgeous.
It was sad.
It's a national
I didn't
arboretum.
Feel comfortable.
Okay. If you say so.
I got robbed 5 times.
Maybe you were wandering around Southwest or something. I don't know.
Maybe I was.
But anyway. So, Mike, what have you been up to recently?
What have I been up to recently? I was shooting this movie today, actually. And I played a used car salesman. That's why I'm in this tie.
Why?
Because I am awesome. They're like, oh, Michael Capitafaro, please. Please be in my movie.
Why?
Because I can play a car salesman.
Why?
Because I wanted to.
Why?
Why do you like the color blue so much?
Why? Okay, so this is dead air. That's it. Cool. Thank you. See, he read a textbook on radio broadcasting. I'm just working off of experience, so.
Oh, yeah. radio for dummies.
Podcasting is not radio for dummies. I have to actually.
No. That's the book I read.
And upgrade it. Oh, upload it. I'm sorry. I'm tired, people.
No excuse. What did you do today?
What did I do today? I went to my one class two classes that I had, because they keep getting canceled because of the ice storm.
What classes were those?
Honors seminar and chemistry.
Ooh.
And physics was canceled because of the. So.
I went to my class today. Short American fiction.
Short American fiction?
Yes.
Isn't that like? Don't you have another class, though? It's like sitting around talking about philosophy or something like that.
No, that's in spring term.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, isn't this spring term?
No, it's Jan term.
Still Jan term?
Yeah. Tomorrow's the last day.
Oh, okay.
Right. And, but yeah, I'm taking that class. Took that class. Went to work. Made a movie. Made a part of a movie. And then I wrote.
Part of a movie, that's like 300% productivity increase from your old movie-making days, probably.
Yes, our old days.
Our old movie-making days, yeah.
Yeah, we never got around to it.
Well, hey, it was called Capo Films, so, you know, he gets all the credit and all the blame, so I give it to him.
Yeah. It could have been called something else. Could have been.
What?
But, I mean, I don't know.
We argued about that for a long time.
Yeah.
And then I left and came back, and it was all of a sudden Capo Films, and yep, that's okay, though.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty cool name. Let's not get into it.
No, it's a cool name. It's just, you know, now I don't really care because I'm not interested in movie making. Well, I'm interested in movies, but not movie making. So.
Yeah, especially when you say movie making.
Anyway, so what did you do over winter break? You just came back for winter.
We covered that last week. Did you not listen to our show last week?
No, I did, but see, I was just thinking that you could refresh everyone's memory because there's a lot of new listeners.
Oh, gosh.
Just very, like, you could finish it in a sentence.
I am Michael Capitafaro. I worked at Subway. I have deaf parents. That's what I did.
Those aren't actions. Those are just facts about you.
But that's
what also, I think you're probably on record as the person who has mentioned having deaf parents more often on every show than anyone else here at radio.
Yes, that is correct.
That is correct?
That is correct. Hold on, let me just put this a little louder. That is correct. That was for my parents.
Oh, that's funny. We're deaf. Anyway, so I hope I do Ryan justice in this episode. He's got a great radio voice, and
don't compliment him.
People tell me I have a face for radio. So
don't compliment him, and don't compliment yourself. Both of you could be replaced by a wall.
Having a face for radio is an insult, but
that's what I just insulted you back. Don't compliment yourself.
That doesn't
you have no face. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so thank you, Mike, for asking me about what I did over winter break.
I never ask Ryan. I'll never ask you.
Okay. Well, anyway, I actually went to Israel on Birthright, which was fun, and then I extended my trip, which basically consisted of chilling on the beach. So that was cool.
Not a big
ran
deal.
Into money problems, so it was kind of a weird vacation, but, you know, it was fun. And, yeah.
So what's the currency
women
there?
Women in bikinis. I don't know what to say. That's pretty much all I can say, but I think that should get a thumbs up from pretty much everybody who's listening. Why is the... Okay, never mind. Sorry.
Well, you know what? You know what? Do you want our listeners to have our phone number?
our phone number?
They can call in.
Oh, they can call in. Okay, so if anybody's listening right now who knows me, and you feel like you have an no me.
Fine.
All right, I'm the special co-host. So if anyone is interested in calling in because they know me, or they have a comment on something that we're talking about, if you know me. If you don't know me, then call in, please. By all means, we'll give you the number in a second. But if you do know me, don't call. Don't do. Just please. I have enough skeletons in my closet. I'm not really interested in dealing with those on the air in front of all 20 people who listen to the show.
Yeah. 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 Well, for my end of the stick, you people can call. I always hope my parents will call.
Call over TTY. Go ahead.
You know the noise. The number is on the phone there. Written there.
What, in yellow?
Yep.
It's written in yellow on yellow, so it's kind of hard to read. I'm just kidding. It's not. It's written on yellow, but it's a pen. Okay, anyway. The number is 413-559-6766.
And I'll give it to you again in a better voice. 1-413-559-6766.
1-413-559-6766. I think I just beat you, Mike.
I can cut off your mic. And now it's just my show. Hello, I am Michael Capitafaro, and this is my show. Our schedule consists of a reading of Moby Dick, followed by a reading of Ulysses by James Joyce. And if we have time, we'll read through. If we really do have time, we'll read through Beowulf twice.
Who gave you control of the switchboard? I somehow have a feeling when Ryan's here, you keep your hands off.
Oh, no. You sit where Ryan sits. I sit here.
Okay. All right.
This is how it goes.
I like how you said, if we have time, like 9 times.
Yeah.
It's kind of a waste of time.
You see the comedy in there? If we have time, I just named off like long books.
I made the joke, but he's taking credit for it, basically. That's how it works.
No. I said the words. I said the words. You stole them.
Also, if anyone wants me to comment on something that they commented on, if you're on Facebook right now, just comment on my status or on my wall or something, and I'll see it because I have Facebook open. And I can reply. If you just want a shout out, just write shout out on my wall. Or give me a shout out. Or
yeah, tell us what you want us to talk about. We can talk about anything.
Give me a shout out.
We can talk about anything. And if you just want a regular old shout out, we'll just talk about you. And my first opinions of you, whoever you are.
Okay.
That was a bit.
Man, Mike, stop making weird noises on the air. Okay.
That was a bit overdone.
Overdone. So anyway, okay. So I just got a request from my sister. First, before I give a shout out to her, I'll just briefly speak about my sister. She's I don't know what grade she's in, but she's in high school. Mm-hmm. And she's younger than I am because I'm in college.
Given.
She plays lacrosse, and she's very good at it. She's a goalie.
Interesting.
She's hoping to go to college on a lacrosse scholarship. We'll see how that goes. And she's smarter than I am. All right.
Could you be any more boring, Sarn?
Say
it a little more exciting. Say it like you're pleased. Come on.
She's planning to go on a lacrosse scholarship.
Good. Now you've tried. Stop.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm going to just give her a quick shout out. That's Jaden James. Yes, we have different last names. If you know my last name, it's H-O-U-G-H. If you're planning to look me up on Facebook, ladies.
Dude, she's a sophomore, you idiot.
She's okay. Thank you for checking for me. Anyway, so we have different last names, but her name is Jaden James, and I'll give her a shout out, and also to my mom. Hi, mom. Thanks for listening in.
Wait, Soren, did you just rub that in my face?
No, but hi, Mike's mom, too. I don't know. Now I am, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, my mom's listening in. What do you want me to do? Just ignore her for, you know, solidarity's sake? I don't think
so. No. It's fine. It's fine.
Stop moping into the microphone. All right. Well, so that's out of the way. Whew, wow, that was tough. apparently she's a sophomore. My bad. I was pretty sure she was a sophomore, but I didn't want to say the wrong thing, and so I just, you know.
Well, at least if you did say something, you would have only appeared stupid to only two people instead of everyone.
Thanks, Mike. That's not really useful now, seeing as we already dealt with it. All right, moving on. Like I said, if you want to comment or anything, we're on till 8 or till 9 for an hour. So if you're interested.
Yeah. So, moving right along, have you seen any good movies recently, Soren?
I don't watch movies.
Oh, that's right. So what chemicals have you mixed recently, Soren?
I don't mix chemicals.
Right.
Oh, but there was a movie I saw recently. I actually just saw, on the 10 and 12-hour flights to and from Israel, respectively, I saw lots of in-flight movies, which were quite good. Well, I mean, there were good movies mixed in with bad movies. I saw You Again, The Town, Going the Distance. Yes, I watched all of these. I like rom-coms. Get over it. And I saw all of these. The Town is really good. I saw Finding Neverland again, but the last time I saw it was little, so that was excellent. And then most recently I saw, 2 days ago, I saw Black Swan with my sister and my mom, and it was spectacular. It's one of the best movies I've seen in the past 5 years. If you get a chance, see it. It's not a chick flick. It's not like a guy movie. It's really good for both parties, but it'll mess you up. It's a messed up film. But if you've seen...
How messed up is it?
If you've seen Requiem for a Dream, it's Darren Aronofsky directing, so it's pretty intense.
Now, hold on. You remember how we talked about that movie and how I said I've seen it?
Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never saw that movie.
I feel like you would remember if you'd seen it.
It was a movie with Robin Williams. And something happens. He goes into a painting and goes to hell. That movie.
Is it the one where his family's dead?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't...
Like, that movie was really dark, but...
My mom...
I probably don't even know.
Requiem for a Dream. Okay, so there's dark, which the Black Swan is just messed up and dark, but it just scars you briefly. Requiem for a Dream will mess you up for a while. It's impacted my emotional state, for sure.
It has scarred you.
Yes. All right, and my sister has also commented that the name of the movie, Mike...
What Dreams May Come. That's why I got confused.
Requiem for a Dream. They both have dream in the title. Which is funny, because that one's not really about dreams, and this one's not really about dreams. This wasn't a dream, right?
I
don't even remember.
Well, you know, I think I remember he goes to heaven. He's in a painting.
Right, but I thought that was like a metaphor, or because he was... I don't know. But he's really in hell.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows?
But, speaking of, have you seen any good dream movies or sleep movies or anything? I know it's weird, but like they exist. Inception, but not really because I didn't like
that. That didn't win any awards, I think.
It didn't?
I don't think so.
Awesome. So happy. Not to be like, you know, not to be like super counterculture because I'm at Hampshire. It's not rubbing off on me, but I wasn't a fan of Inception. Have you ever seen, what's that movie? Have you seen Waking Life?
No. Is that that cartoon thing?
Yeah.
You showed me a bit.
Oh, yeah, you saw the clip.
Yeah,
It's good for, like, parts. It's not, like, the best movie. Right. But it's a really interesting interpretation of dreams and, you know, basic philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2 a.m. college philosophy, as my mom likes to call it. and then there's another movie, Science of Sleep, which is by... this is interesting. It's by Michel Gondry, who's a French director who directed Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, also a good sleep
movie. I was
going to
mention that.
And he, so he's into the dream thing. He's very strange. But he recently directed an episode of the, what's that? The Tonight Show. Not the Tonight Show. It's one of those late night talk shows with Jimmy Fallon. I think it was Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
No, it wasn't Jimmy Fallon. Oh, who's the other
Leno,
guy?
Leno, Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman.
No, he's not.
The Scottish
not
guy.
That's Craig Ferguson. No, what's his name? He's like a comedian. Crappy comedian.
Sarah Silverman, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, what is his name? Anyway, he directed an episode of that show, of that... this is going to bug me now. Well, anyway, it's a really... it was a really strange episode, but they had Seth Rogen on and everything because he directed the new Green Hornet film, which apparently is not... Jimmy Kimmel, that's what it is.
Oh.
Jimmy. My friend Jimmy from Farmington actually commented and said it was Jimmy Kimmel. But,
oh, yeah?
Hey,
Jimmy!
Yeah. So anyway, so he was on Jimmy Kimmel and it was cool. And he was actually on the show, like, interacting with Jimmy Kimmel, and it was funny.
Interesting.
Like, Jimmy Kimmel's not funny, but...
Who am I to say? I haven't watched him. Who does?
Who does? That's a better question.
And also, who watches Jimmy Fallon as well?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. While we're on the topic of Jimmy's. Anyway, okay, that was just weird. All right, so I don't think that I've seen anything else recently.
Yeah.
Aside from that.
Yeah, well, I saw Little Fockers, the third movie in the Meet the Whozits trilogy.
Yeah, they kind of messed it up with that last title. I thought it was going to be Meet the Little Focker. That's what they said it would be.
Yeah.
And then they changed it.
Yeah. Shame.
So Dustin Hoffman wasn't supposed to be in the film, and then they added him later.
Yeah.
Is it obvious, or does he fit into the film?
No, but there is an absurd reason why he isn't there, but it makes sense. I like it. It's really funny.
Oh, okay.
Then he comes back, and he does interact with his wife, Barbra Streisand, and another character that comes in. Oh, Owen Wilson. So, I mean, they did...
So, like, he's in
it. You can't tell.
You can tell they got him in the last second,
right,
though. Like.
Well, like, if you know about it, you can...
You know when.
Yeah. Like, people are sentenced out. Like people say they didn't like this movie. I enjoyed it. Like, I found it funny, and it was just good. It made me want to watch the first two movies again, you know?
I actually wasn't a fan of Meet the Parents. I thought it was just too depressing without enough humor, personally.
Yeah, there was a lot
Meet
of, like,
the Fockers
there was
like
a lot of there was a lot of cringe moments.
Exactly. And cringe is good as long as you balance it out with, like, laugh-out-loud funny moments, which why extras and all of that are, you know, extras of a British show, you know, are great shows. Mm-hmm. Or even Curb Your Enthusiasm or something like that. But if it's too cringeworthy, which sometimes Curb Your Enthusiasm is a little too cringeworthy for me, you know, you sort of lose it. But I think that Meet the Fockers got a balance.
Yeah, it does.
But, you know, they said it was recycled jokes and stuff, but, you know, it was a funny... Meet the Fockers was recycled and it was like an improvement on the first one. So.
Yeah, and it's funny. Like, at one point... No, I don't want to spoil it, but there's a moment in the film where, like, if you've watched the first two, it's like just a climax of everything that's happened between the two characters.
Right, between Ben Stiller and Robert De Niro.
Yeah, it's just...
I love Robert De Niro in that.
It's
one of my
great.
Favorite things he's done.
And after seeing that, it makes me want to... Have you ever seen Analyze This and That?
I haven't. I heard the first one was good and the second one wasn't.
Yeah, but I mean, if you watch the first one, just watch the second one.
Right.
But I mean, yeah, I like those movies too, and they're funny. Robert De Niro.
It's Robert De Niro, and who's the other?
Nemo's father. No, I lied. They just sound the same. No, they don't. What am I talking about? No, he's Harry in who Harry Met Sally.
Harry, how Harry? When Harry Met Sally.
Everyone knows who I'm talking about.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
And I'll just talk about things. I like...
You're bad at Phil. You're bad at just making stuff. Billy Crystal? Oh, it's Billy Crystal.
Yeah, Billy Crystal. Okay. He was in the other Pixar movie. He played Mike in Monsters, Inc.
Ah, Monsters, Inc. Yes. That's my favorite.
Mike Wazowski.
Boo is the cutest character ever to come out of Pixar, in my opinion. I know that's hotly contested, but I think that's legitimate. So I suppose a little bit later we'll talk about, I've just been given a news tip from a friend, but we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Well, you want to talk about it now? Cause I got another request that we should talk about that very thing.
Right. But, we'll talk about it later. I just think that's a better idea. To talk
okay.
About
fine.
Later,
fine. We Soren.
Can, in about 3-4 minutes, we can,
you
fit
tell
in
me
that song.
How to run my show.
Hey, you know what? You want to host? You want to host?
I'm
by
leaving.
Yourself?
I'm leaving.
You could have hosted by
I'm
yourself.
Leaving. I'm leaving.
You could have hosted this by yourself. You didn't have to ask me to come all the way from UMass when I could be sleeping right now, which is obviously what I want to be doing. Oh, yeah, leave. Okay, can I just point something out? They want people to come and run radio shows and be in here in this yurt. I mean, it's a yurt. I mean, we're at Hampshire. It's a yurt. Who even knows what a yurt is? All right, anyway. It's like this round thing with like glass windows, and supposedly there's classes or something in here. All right, Mike's back. Are you done making a fool of yourself in front of millions, twenties of people? Tens of people.
Don't mind the dead bear outside the door. I just had to release some stress.
You killed the bear with your bare hands.
Did you catch that, audience? What he just said, what he just quipped. He said, I killed a bear, B-E-A-R, a bear, with my bare hands, B-E-A-R. And that's why it's hilarious.
Oh, buzzing phone. Uh-oh.
Oh.
But anyway, I just wanted to say, I'll post up the phone number when we break for the music on my Facebook page. Anyway, I just wanted to make the point. I was going to make the point that the walkway coming up to the door in the yurt is not shoveled.
That's,
and I brought my sneakers because my boots are soaking wet because of an issue that I'll talk about later.
That's wreck. That's the people. I don't know, the people that shovel the snow around here. They're supposed to do it. But they don't, so it's something.
Is it actually a paved walkway?
No, but there's a path. Oh. So, but I mean, they could still shovel. They have a big plow too. It's really
laziness.
Simple.
You know, we're paying for college. I'm paying money to be at Hampshire, and you know, oh wait, no, I'm not.
The buses are free, Soren.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. But I meant you're paying tuition, and you know, they're not going to pave your way.
But I mean, I'm not the kind of guy that cries over snow.
No, I know, but, you know, you're wearing nice shoes and a nice, you know, outfit.
But, you know...
With a comical tie.
I got this tie in middle school. It's a Tasmanian devil tie. Got it in middle school. And there's a stain on there from middle school. See that stain?
Not really.
Good. Because it's from middle school.
Never mind, then. So, I just want to... Do you want me to give a background on the music?
Oh yeah, sure. Go ahead. That's what Ryan does. He talks about music.
Exactly. You know, I do listen to the show. So
can I just do something ahead. That just makes me a little more comfortable about this situation? Because you know Ryan's not here, and just something that a little make me a little comfortable. Can you compliment me? Say my name is Red Ryan, and compliment me again.
I like your facial hair. My name is Rad Ryan. I really like your facial hair.
Oh my goodness. That means so much to me. This feels right.
It was a little creepy. A little too creepy.
So Ryan, can you talk about the music?
All right. My name's not Ryan, but I will talk about the music.
Ryan doesn't know a thing about who he is. That's why he acts.
Yeah, it's an identity crisis. Or multiple personality disorder. We're not really sure. I'm just kidding. Ryan seems like a nice guy. all right, so the song we're going to play for you, some of you might have heard it. I don't know if my sister / mom, if they're fans at all of the song, but I heard it in my dorm a while ago, and so people really like it there, and it's by a band that people don't really know about. The song is called Between Two Points. It's by Glitch Mob, and it features the voice talents of Swan. Don't know who that is, I enjoy the song. It's sort of electronic, but it's good. It's not like, you know, it's not like intense techno, which, you know, that has its place, but this is like a little more calm. It's club music, kind of. I think it would do well at a club. It's sort of in the same vein as Stereo Love by Edward Maya, which is also very good. There's just three guys, the English Mob, Ed Ma, Justin Bereda, and Josh Mayer, and they're from the USA, from LA. They do electronic music. They're not really well known, but it's the Glitch Mob.
Active 4 years? 5 years?
Yeah, something like that. So, anyway, here's the song. I hope you enjoy it.
Slipping through.
ready, Soren? Are you ready? Are you ready, Soren? Just freaking go. Are you ready? I am going.
It's on? Oh, okay.
They got you saying freaking. Oh, you're in trouble.
All right. Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. It's welcome the Intimate back. Hour with Magic Mike and Soren.
I don't have some cool...
I had suggestions.
It's epithet, right?
I think
so. Epitaph is in your grave. Epithet is the... Whatever.
I don't know.
I don't have some cool descriptor.
I had a lot of suggestions. You didn't like any of them.
I just posted, if anyone's wondering, for the direct line to call into the show, if you want to call in. We'll have time for the calls. If you call in, we will, like... We're not going to allot time, so, like, if you call in, we will answer. The direct number is right on my Facebook page, so if you're friends with me, then you can see it. If you're not, then
you're not privileged.
You're not privileged, I guess. You know, it's up to Mike to put it on the his group page or something.
No.
If he wants to. Anyway, I figured we'd have a very brief discussion about a topic that I know Mike is just dying to talk about. Hey, no, listen.
Soren brought it up. This is sort of a curve. A curveball from left field is what I was trying to say.
Like way out of left field. The ball is just curving like crazy.
It was a ball from the audience, from the stadium. They're crazy.
Clearly.
Have you ever been to Fenway? I haven't.
Clearly the Red Sox are playing because this is just
amazing. They went to
pitching.
UMass Amherst recently. Like today, I think.
Cool story, bro. I think if they were at UMass, we'd probably have a bit more of a hubbub.
No.
Why would they come in the winter?
Stop. I'll show you.
Okay.
Later.
Anyway. Yeah, later. So the topic we're going to talk about really briefly before we delve into an even more serious and depressing topic, and then we'll bring it back up with a lighthearted topic, you know, with, you know, pop culture. Mike's favorite topic?
Love.
This is the Intimate Hour, people, and that's a quota we have to fill.
A quotient. A quotient. Actually, we're going to start just doing long division on the air.
Yeah, so, Soren, 18 divided by 2, go.
That's not long division. 2 divided by 18, now that's interesting. All right, so we're not going to get any specifics here because, you know, we want to both protect our, well, we don't really have anything going on, but, you know.
No.
Yeah.
No,
but,
nothing.
But, you know, people listening to the show and. Anyway, it's just I've found it interesting. I'm gonna use the wrong phrase here.
You are gonna make a fool.
No, I'm not. You know, unrequited love, I think, is what I'm looking for. The phrase I'm looking for. Okay, maybe not unrequested love.
Unrequested.
Okay. I'm just thinking to myself because you know, there's this sort of stigma about. Approaching the opposite sex for guys like us. No, not guys like us. Just guys in general. You know, I've heard from a lot of people that, you know, there's sort of a difficulty with approaching the opposite sex and sort of expressing how you feel because it's a... No, we're not going to play a love song if that's where people think I'm going with this. I just, you know, I think it's an interesting topic to bring up. But, you know, I'm sure Mike has no interesting stories to bring up with...
No, there's a spot on my wall. When you press on it, it makes a weird creaking noise.
What? That's unrelated. How is that related?
I don't know. That's my friend.
Oh, okay. All right. So in terms of his social interactions here, he's got a spot on his wall that creaks. And what he does with that, creaking wall, I don't know. But so
Rich.
Yeah, so Rich Goldfield just requested that I say something. Okay, well, before I do that, I just kind of shouted out.
Well, with a name like that, he can buy a shout out.
Okay, well, I'm going to do an official shout out for him in a second. But before I do that, I just want to quickly give a shout out.
What were you getting to?
What I was getting to is I just want to give, you know, a shout out of solidarity. I'm all set. I have no issues romantically. Let me get that clear.
So what this is Soren saying he likes long walks on the beach.
I like long
He's
walks
single,
on the
ready to mingle.
I'm single, ready to mingle.
That's what we're saying, people.
Lowered expectations.
Is that where
anybody
you were
remember
getting
that?
Too sore?
No, I wasn't. But no, I mean, I just wanted to say, you know, like, you know, it sucks. And, you know, it's the winter and it's depressing. And if you don't have anybody in your life and you get to Valentine's Day, it really sucks.
Oh, so. No, that's coming up next month.
That is coming up next month, and it's the worst day of the year. Anyway, so for more than one, you know, it's not just me. It's just like, you know, it's a really commercialized, boring thing. Also, Jaden, nobody cares that you know what a yurt is. I was just making a point.
God. And what did you mean when you commented back at me?
Who, Jaden?
Yeah. Haha, not maybe not today, son. Not today.
Oh, because today it's my show. I've commandeered it.
Oh.
Commandeered.
So what's the name of
that one?
What's the name of the show today?
Today the name of the show is Intimate Hour with Magic Mike and Rad Ryan.
Soren's, that's right.
Soren subbing in.
That's
so,
right.
Okay, so for Rich, real quick, here's a shout out to Rich.
Shout out!
Rich Goldfield. There you go. That's a little shout out.
Oh, there you like go.
That.
That's enough.
All right, so you want to get into super serious, depressing topic?
What is that? Oh, yes.
Okay, so anyway.
Instead of going sledding or throwing snowballs around town or being a good person.
I unfortunately, I mean, this is actually pretty serious. I was at UMass walking down the hill to Worcester Dining Commons, and unfortunately, there was a, I was walking down to Worcester Dining Commons, and I live on the top of a hill at UMass, Orchard Hill. And as I was walking down the hill, on the side, there was a large, somebody had walked in the snow in the shape of a couple of designs. One of them being a giant a circle with like a plus sign in it, and another one looked like a circle with an arrow. And then a third one, which was a swastika. I went down, and I did my best to destroy it, and then I came back later, and it still didn't really look destroyed. You could tell what it was, so I tried to destroy it more, and my feet were soaking wet, which is why walking
your
through the snow to get to the yurt was a pain in the butt.
But it's frozen over. Don't be a crybaby.
I was walking in frozen ice.
Waterproof your boots. I'll give you the spray.
It's not that. It's it gets in the top. The boots are waterproof.
Socks. I don't know. Okay. Don't know. We're not going to discuss footwear today. Next week. Look
next
forward
week,
to it.
Footwear, yeah.
I'm serious.
So, but I just want to, you know, it's depressing.
It's really awful.
Oh, it turns out the circle. Anyway, so I went back and reported it to the residential director, and he said, thanks for telling me and everything. He looked like he was about to do something about it. I don't know if he did, but I destroyed the swastika. I didn't know what the other two were, but apparently one of them was a giant. It was a circle with a plus, like, in the middle of it connecting to the sides, and I didn't know what it was, and it turns out it's a white power sign.
Yeah,
and
we looked it up.
We looked it up. And the circle with the arrow in it, I think, is like a bent cross, which is also a white power signal, white pride or something. So anyway, it's just a really depressing way to start off semester. I don't know if anybody knows, but I happen to be Jewish, so that was no fun.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't know that, Mike? I'm Jewish.
You went to Israel and you go to temple and...
Yeah.
Oh.
So, you know, just not a shout out, a message to everybody who thinks that's funny or in any way amusing. It's not.
It's
just
news.
Scary. It's news on the show, but it's just not good, so... Anyway,
and
I didn't mean to bring down the
mood. And it's surprising. How many kids go to your school?
20,000.
20,000. That one of them is such a jerk.
I'm sure it's more. I'm sure plenty of people were standing there watching it, laughing. And when I was destroying it, I watched people look at me going, what is he doing? I'm like, can you not see the giant swastika? Like,
yeah. Right. Yeah, no, anyway. That's pretty awful. That should not be condoned. Yeah. And I certainly won't be doing that again. Mike, that's
Wait,
not
what?
Funny.
What? Don't
Mike,
do
how
that.
Could you do that?
Don't.
Mike, ah.
Anyway, stop playing with the headphones. So now we're going to bring it onto lighter tones. Do you want to take this? Do you, you don't have the article?
Did you? No, I don't. One? I don't have the article. But you know, a lot of Batman movie news has been roaming around recently, and so has Anne Hathaway.
I don't know what he means by
not in a bad way. I mean,
that picture doesn't look anything like Anne Hathaway. Your eyebrows are way too thin.
No, it's Anne Hathaway.
I don't know, in my opinion. Well, maybe it's a really old.
Oh my goodness! Someone talked to me today about this rumor. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're wrong. I've never heard of that before. So yeah. I'm like, oh, this makes me look like a jerk.
Yeah, well, wouldn't be the first time. So I'm looking at apparently the worst. Okay, can I just say one of the worst titles for a sequel ever? I wasn't a fan of The Dark Knight, but it was a good title at least.
No, it was. Yeah.
You know, The Dark Knight Rises. Really,
it's. Now it's humpbacking the success of
humpbacking
up into a spot of the Dark Knight's success.
You heard it here first. It's humping the Dark Knight's success. Is that not what you said? I'm sorry. I get confused sometimes. But yeah.
But yeah, exactly. By naming the movie the same thing.
So anyway, so I know we've been dancing around the topic. Apparently, Anne Hathaway has been selected to play Selina Kyle, who is Catwoman, in the new movie. So far we've got Catwoman, supposedly Talia al Ghul.
But in another rumor, it said that there was two female roles, lead female roles.
Right.
One
right,
good, one villain.
Yeah.
But then there's the whole thing, well, Catwoman's sort of good, and Talia al Ghul's sort of good.
Exactly, like love-hate relationship. But, you know, too much romance for Batman. Plus, like, I feel like...
His girlfriend just died.
Yeah, and also, what's up with this romantic Batman? Like, he was one of the most asexual superheroes I've ever seen. You know, clearly, Tony Stark in Marvel's Iron Man was, like, really interested in being with every woman he met. But the sort of counterpart to the, you know, the other
Batman
rich
doesn't
bachelor...
Need a woman.
You know, yeah, because he's got... You know, teenage Robin in his Batcave. So, whoa, Soren, what are you implying?
Yeah, it's
whoa. You heard it here first. Batman is gay.
Whoa.
No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
It's. I don't know. Maybe it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I have no
mm-hmm.
idea.
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting. That would be a J.K. Rowling to pull that out at the last second and say, Batman is gay.
What?
And everyone goes, oh my god.
15 years later,
bringing Batman
everybody's married. Batman marries Robin.
Batman marries Robin.
And they
right.
have a kid.
Vermont.
Named Alfred Dent.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
So anyway, forget so that's what interesting I said. News. I'm not a big fan of Anne Hathaway, but I don't like dislike her, so you know, whatever. We'll see what happens.
Speaking of Batman, I saw Brokeback Mountain yesterday. Do you see how I connected that?
Yeah, okay, thank you, Mike.
Do you see how I connected that?
Yeah.
Do you?
Usually when you make a clever connection, you continue, and then when other people get it
well after the fact, it's because Anne Hathaway's in the movie, and also Heath Ledger's in the movie. You see what I did there? That's what I did. That movie was pretty good, because I had to see it for my class yesterday.
It was good?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I heard it was good.
Heath Ledger's a pretty good actor. Because the only other work I've seen him do was A Knight's Tale. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah. I think that's all we need to say about A Knight's Tale. About The Knight's Tale. Whatever it is. A Knight's Tale. Okay. Creepy sounds at the door.
Yeah, that's probably the next show waiting to be let in. But, yeah, hold on.
All right, now it's just me and the mic. And Mike.
How you doing? So, what's this here you got, huh? Thought you could just put a bullet in me?
Somebody's come back from the dead.
Yeah. It's not that easy to knock me off the airways, huh?
Would you like your seat?
You shut up. I don't like you.
Ryan's back, people, and he's a little mad.
Hey! Mike. So I see you've brought in a replacement here.
He has a replacement.
Not a bad looking fella, huh? Work. Well, I got a little surprise for you.
Whoa.
Oh my
Whoa.
God, Ryan!
No,
Whoa.
You Ryan! Shut up! I think a week ago,
Last Wednesday, we're leaving the show, and you think you can just put a quick bullet in me, drive me out 10 miles,
Ryan, you're
drop
the one
me
with
off
the...
in the mountains,
you're the
and
one
leave
with...
me to die?
Ryan, stop.
You're the one with a gun.
Ryan.
Come on here and replace me with this schmuck. I don't even know who this guy is. What's your name?
Ryan, I drove you out 10 miles on my bike.
Exactly.
To let you run around in the fields. I had to go.
You know how hard it was to survive in the wilderness with a bullet in you?
Ryan.
I got blood all over all the berries I picked, and it was nasty to eat. I didn't want to do it.
Ryan, I shot you. I'm not Old Woman Magoon. I did not kill you with berries.
You just knocked me off the airways, just like that.
I just made another literary reference.
What? I don't even know. What?
Well, you know, it's a short story.
Let's stop
it's
everything.
It's a short story named Old Woman
Magoon, but...
and she has her granddaughter, and
figure out what
whether to be taken away by people, she kills her instead by letting her eat deadly berries. That is not what I did. I just shot you and left you.
Yeah? Well, now this is happening.
Oh!
You killed him.
No, he's not dead yet.
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh my god.
Oh my god!
Oh my god. Ryan, stop. Come here. I'm gonna give you a hug. This is all gonna go away. It's all gonna go away. It's okay. It's okay.
So how much time do we have left? We have 7 minutes.
We have 7 minutes.
Are we gonna have a triple co-host? Is that what we're going to have?
A what? For a triple? We've done it. We've done four.
Oh.
We can take him to the hospital after. We just need to finish the show. I apologize. Here. Who wants some gum?
I've got gum.
Want some gum, Mike?
Oh, I'll take some gum. Okay, you better give me
on
gum.
On the air?
There you go. Yeah. I lost some gum.
Ah, so you
that's
put it to
that's
the
right.
Side.
We're performing. We can't chew gum because that's not right.
No, it's not that. It's just, you know, when you're talking and you're like...
It's not proper or anything. Ryan, shut up!
I think I'm sick.
Do I ever care about you? No. Oh, man. We were just talking about Batman.
Where are you? We used to talk about Batman, Mike.
Yeah.
And then you started talking about getting a replacement for me.
Yeah. You know...
I can't have you do that again, man.
I could replace all my co-hosts with a wall. I've told you, I've told him, you're replaceable.
I thought you were joking, man.
You're like duck soup.
Just bring this guy on.
Movable.
What's his name? Sarin?
Yaman.
I liked you in Lord of the Rings. You were good.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. It's funny.
Hey, when you said Jimmy before, is that what you thought of? That's what I thought of.
What?
Remember Jimmy from grade school? Sauron.
Who are you talking about? Are you talking about Jimmy Foot?
Yeah.
Jimmy Foe.
He's hilarious.
Anyway, so, a lot of weird stuff is going on. Jaden, if you want to call in. We've got like 5 minutes left, so if you're going to do it.
We're having a couple bullets in him. He's
do
actually
it.
Got a pretty good radio voice right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost better than yours, Ryan.
Yeah, almost, exactly. Until I shot him.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry,
Ryan.
You'll get better, those. I hope.
Yeah.
I'll probably
it's
going
to take a while to recover from laser wounds, I think.
Yeah.
So did we have anything else on our repertoire?
It was something I wanted to talk about. I don't even remember what it was.
Was it the thing here?
Hmm?
Was it about the...
Oh, yeah.
The thing?
Okay, well, if Jaden James is not going to call in, then...
You can't call in. I forbid you. You have lost your moment.
You can do whatever you want. But anyway...
He can probably still call.
For him. Yeah, probably.
We have a last request to talk about something.
Right.
I'll let
Mike take this one.
Discuss a childhood fear and whether or not that fear still seems rational today.
Well, my childhood
She didn't listen. All right. Sorry, nah. Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone, you... Hello. Hello? We can hear you.
Hello?
Hello?
Speak.
Hello?
Yeah, the delay's really slow.
Oh, okay. How's it going, Jaden?
I thought.
I'm sorry I good. Shot your
friend. Good. Studying for midterms.
What? Oh, that's good. Did you actually have something to say when you called in? There's a delay. There's a delay.
Yeah, right. There is.
That's creepy. No. I think we might just attribute this to rabid drug use.
Yeah.
Jaden, I thought we had a discussion about this.
I'm actually on a number of drugs right now. Yes. Normally wouldn't shoot anyone in my right mind.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I know,
wow.
But I'm in my wrong mind right now.
So, lay off the PCP and, yeah.
Tune in next week.
Tune in next week, I guess. Although I won't be here, so there won't be any point in tuning in.
I'll be here.
Ryan.
I'll be here, Mike.
Stop biting him. Ryan.
Oh, my God. The pain.
Soren, shut up. It's not that bad.
In a couple of days. Oh my God, the pain. I killed a rabbit.
Shut up. It's not that bad.
In the woods.
We finished talking, and then we hear, like, this random quip in from Jaden that we can't even understand.
All right.
Anyway, well, it was fun. It was fun talking to you, Jaden.
The best thing to do in this situation.
Yeah. Hang up the phone, Soren.
Oh, hang it up?
Bye, you were terminated.
Bye.
Bye.
So we would have time to talk about childhood fears, but we can do that next week.
We could.
Oh, we can cram it into 2 minutes.
Let's cram it, people. Soren,
go. Cram it. All right. Where's the phone?
Childhood fears.
Childhood fears. Oh, don't eat the phone.
Don't eat my phone. I've had it since middle school.
Cram it in.
Oh, God.
Wow. That's what she said. Okay, so,
I hope not.
And what's her name, Soren?
Who is she?
That's a good response. That's what she said? What's her name?
That's what she said.
What's her number?
By the seashore.
What's her number is a clever
response. What's your number? Anyway, so, I'll just quickly say my childhood fear, probably the thing I was most scared of was this, kid's story. Well, kids like horror story called Tailybone. Which sounds stupid, but it was like a southern creepy like monster thing, and it was just really freaked me out. It was a really creepy story. Look up Tailybone, or I don't even know what it's called. I think it's called Tailybone. There's a thing in it called Tailybone.
That's kind of cool.
Well, now it's not so scary. Well, it's still kind of scary.
I won't. It was like the Cthulhu of 6-year-olds.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, scary as hell.
What about you, Ryan?
Well, you know that book series Goosebumps?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know how they made it? They adapted it into a show for a little while?
Yeah.
The episode that depicted the lawn gnomes coming to life and, like, doing mischievous things at night, like smashing their dad's pumpkins. I used to be really afraid of that because it was, like, these little guys. Like, meow, 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 meow. And it was completely irrational, but I actually was... I lost a bit of sleep over it. Let's put it that way.
Did you ever see the one with was it Toy Soldiers or you know, with like the action figures, like some of them are good, some of them are bad, and like they have this whole battle.
Oh, the
was it, was it called Toy Soldiers?
Toy.
What was it called? You know what I'm talking about, Mike?
I think it was an animated movie, right?
It wasn't animated. Like the action figures were animated.
Wait, Small Soldiers.
Was it Small Soldiers?
Little soldiers.
Yeah, Small Soldiers. Yeah, yeah. One of them was like a bear thing. Yeah.
There was like a predator like creature, and then there was like a G.I. Joe.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, I am.
The bad guy was like crazy, like soldier guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, did that freak you out?
Not so much. Like, because I feel like if that freaked me out, Toy Story would have also, but I like Toy Story. So.
Right. But Small Soldiers was a little more sinister.
Like, I don't like scary movies, like, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that didn't freak me out. I got that Sarge toy. I loved it.
Yeah. Well, maybe the reason the gnomes freaked me out, but not Toy Soldiers or Toy Story freaked me out, was because movies with low budgets and, like, kind of bad-ish special effects tend to freak me out more. Like the Goosebumps show.
Yeah.
Because it's more like, you know, how'd they do that?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
They have like no money. What did
exactly.
they do? That's creepy as hell. So
But yeah. So yeah. So that's yours, Ryan?
What about you, Mike?
Me? I'm
I think it was Moby Dick.
Moby Dick. Actually, I saw that when I was young, like the movie with Star Trek guy, Captain Picard. Right? That guy?
I don't know personally.
Leonard Nimoy's best friend, bald guy. He was in it. So was Atticus Finch, that actor, Gregory Peck. They were in it. And it was made in like the 90s, and I saw this, Moby Dick. When they stabbed Moby Dick with the spears, the blood is like a lawn sprinkler. It was a lot of blood. Really red.
Sort of scared you?
No, sort of freaked me out, but it was all right. I just wanted to mention that since someone brought up Moby Dick.
I did.
But you know, I really don't like... I was scared of a lot of things, people. I was scared of the dark, still scared of the dark, scared of spiders, bugs.
Scared of Peter.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, did I tell you I did that to someone else?
You did?
I did.
Did you get him?
Hey, I got him good.
What'd you do?
Well, if you tell on the radio, then everyone will know. There's a way you can trick people online with, it's called Peter Answers. That's all we can say.
Oh, so that's what I'm afraid of when I was afraid of when I was a kid. Ghosts. Ghosts was what I was afraid of. Yeah. Ghosts.
Because you thought there was a home invader in your house.
Well, you know, my uncle scared me when I was young. He was like, he's like, make sure the back door's locked, Michael, or else you'll get robbed. That wasn't the exact wording, but that scared the living daylights out of me.
When me and my sister were little and we had to be home alone, we would always barricade the door and everything. But you were just saying, but remember that high-pitched scream I gave to really just, you know, give the full effect?
You're always freaking me out, too.
Yeah, I know.
I hate you for that.
Fun. You should take advantage of the fact that he's scared of everything.
Oh, I do.
Wait here in the yurt with the lights off. Oh my god.
Well, Mike,
that'd
how scared
so
were you when you saw your depraved ex-co-host walking through the door
with a gun?
You thought I was dead, didn't you?
Yeah, Ryan. I thought you were dead. I left you in the middle of the field.
Oh, and just for the record, when a lot of people online are asking what happened when he came in and everything. Oh, sorry for not playing a lot of music on the show, by the way, but, you know, we were talking.
It's the intimate hour.
It's the intimate hour.
And, you know, by the way, it's 9:04. We're over our time, but the next show isn't here. So, you know,
the next show, Walker and Whitney, they're probably not going to show up like I just talked to Whitney. So
holy.
We can, you know, bleed over into the next hour.
Oh, we'll bleed out, friend. We'll bleed.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, I just wanted to say, after everybody came in and it was all freaky and nobody had any idea what was going on, I'm not entirely sure what happened either. So,
you're a little woozy, Sarn.
Not really.
I know. I mean, there's a giant puddle at your feet. I mean, you're going to be okay. Have you ever been shot before? I feel like you have some experience in this, because you seem to be taking it, you know, quite well.
So cold.
Yeah, there it is. Let's see. Back on ghosts, topic of ghosts. My god, family friends we used to hang out with when we were little but old enough to have cell phones. We used to play Ghost Hunters, which was, it was like hide and go seek, except we played it at nighttime, and the seeker had to go upstairs with all the lights turned off and look for the people with their cell phone light. Like, that was their only light. And it was creepy as all hell. Yeah. Like, I remember my favorite thing that we did when my sister was the seeker. Ho-ho. I hid in the closet across the room and put, like, a chair on the bed. Just to add to the overall atmosphere of, like, that's not supposed to be like that. And then I heard her voice in the doorway just like, oh, my God, there's a chair on the bed. And I just poked my head out really quickly, and she screamed really loud. We don't play that game anymore. But
yeah, that's a good game not to play.
I miss it.
The reason I was so freaked out by ghosts is because, again, my uncle and my cousins, they'd play tricks on me all the time. Once, when I went
so
over...
It's not just me.
No, it's everyone that I know. And... I arrive at their house. They come at the car. I'm like little Michael, like maybe 7 years old or something. Come at me in masks, scary masks, and just freak me out. That's what I remember. And also, hayride. We were on a hayride. I wanted to sit in the middle because that's away from the scary things. But my uncle brought me to the edge. There was a bridge, dripping, big bridge gate. Could have come down on the thing. And then there was a chainsaw guy killing someone on a stump. Oh, my uncle almost pushes me off the tractor.
That's awful.
The hayride towards the chainsaw guy. I was freaking out. And also, when I was at their house, I'd be sleeping like in my cousin's room, and then my two cousins would start knocking on the walls, and I'm like, God, Kevin, what is that? He's like, I don't know, Mike.
Oh, my God. Well, no, that's the thing.
And the funny thing is, they do it from two separate rooms, so it freaked me out.
Well, yeah, because it's just so easy to piggyback off one another when you've got something going.
Yeah, you know what?
Also, like, when you say, like, you know, it's... Oh, that's my cell phone. When you're with, you know, Mike and, you know, something happens and you go, what was that? And he goes, I don't know. Then you go, oh, I've got Mike by the balls right now.
Well, I wish I'd taken advantage of this during the month of October. Our spooky show. I mean, especially
it was spooky
when it was like in the middle of the woods. Well, it's always in the middle of the woods, but it was like Halloween and the lights weren't working. We were just sitting here over this dim light, just talking about scary stuff, and you'll just listen and hear nothing. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you totally should have taken advantage of that. I would have been all over that.
You got freaked out about a moth once. Do you remember that?
Yeah. He also doesn't like bugs. Yeah. Do you like spiders, right?
No.
No.
I don't like any bugs. There's ants in our bathroom.
Oh, really?
Ants I can handle.
Have you told
I've
people?
Conquered ants.
All right, not everybody knows about Hampshire and your weird bathrooms.
Oh, yeah. No, most listeners.
Yeah. Right. We filled that out on the second show, actually, Soren.
But I listened to the
Where
second show.
Where were you?
No, I listened to the second show. Okay, well, I just, for all the people listening, if you're still listening, at this point, I wouldn't blame you if you just didn't listen. But that's okay.
Who are you? Who are you to say?
See, my friend. My the people who are listening for me. That's
I was going to say, you can't replace me with someone who has no faith in the show. No. I mean, that's
the show is great. You want to listen to Brad... Brad, Ryan, and Magic Mike.
I'm just saying, you know, you're a very good co-host, but I'm just saying you can't replace Brad Ryan. Especially not
He's getting upset now.
Oh, no, sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I've got my arm around him. It's okay.
Anyway, I just want to say...
Get off.
The Hampshire bathrooms are co-ed, and they're also, like, the showers are, like, I don't know. It's weird.
What about the showers?
I don't know. It's just weird.
It's a stall.
Yeah, but you're still... It's guys and girls...
Not really. It's a stall.
Yeah, but you're in the same bath. It's weird.
You don't see anything. You might see a foot, but that's it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. If you're saying that you're worried that you might see people like...
I'm not saying it's people. Like it's wrong. It's just I don't... It's weird
Let me
for
just
me,
clarify something for you, Ryan.
I mean, walk down the hall in a towel in our dorm, so like I guess it's not a big deal.
I know we do too.
He's a UMass kid.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. We started it.
Well, no, if you're worried about people like... You know, a girl and a guy going in the same shower and, you know, fooling around. It's actually really difficult. I don't know from experience. I'm just saying, like...
And why would you want to do that anyway?
Well, also, they're so small that and you don't want to touch the walls when you're showering.
Yeah, you don't.
Because they do not clean those bathrooms often enough.
No, they do.
No.
The cleaning lady. I see her every morning. Hello. How are you?
I say hi to my cleaning lady, too. Hi, cleaning
you
lady.
You do?
Yeah.
So do I.
She's so nice.
I know.
The bathroom, like... My friend, Daniel, a few weeks ago, dyed his hair purple, and then what you have to do, you put the stuff in, and then you let it dry for a bit, and then you go in the shower and wash off the excess. It looked like he murdered Barney in the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
That's visual.
A week later, I look in, and I'm just like, oh, my God, it's still there. Like, they do not clean these bathrooms very often. So I'm just saying, if you were going to bring your lady friend or your guy friend or whatever, you know, have a little fun, just don't go to the bathroom into the shower. Because
dating advice from Ryan. When you're with a special someone, don't go to the bathroom.
It's cramped enough with one person, but two people trying to not touch the walls is just like...
No, right, but I'm not saying that like... I mean, that's a very valid point, but I'm not saying that like people are going to mess around in the shower, but it's just... Yeah. I don't know, it's just... It's different.
I don't know, I'm sure some people have had that idea. But
well, I mean...
It is different, though.
Well, you know, but there's a certain brand of people that are willing to have sex in a bathroom to begin with.
The thing is, Soren's not comfortable with the opposite sex.
That's untrue. I saved you earlier when we had our love discussion from going into it with you.
Or did I save you, Soren?
Have you met Mike's girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Is she here? Yeah, she's here. She's still dead.
Oh, still dead? I thought you were talking about his hand. Okay, so... Oh.
No, Soren. No. It's actually a light. That multicolored light.
Yeah.
She is the love of my life.
She's got a lot of wattage.
Actually, I took a light bulb out of her because this one went out.
Oh, yeah. And it works.
It works.
Wow.
Yeah. It's amazing. She is a wonderful person.
Yeah. Just listens. Doesn't ask you for anything.
No. Just plug her in and go.
You know, that sounds an awful lot like a sex doll, but, you know, we're talking about lights, so let's...
Well, you don't plug those in.
How do you know?
How do you not know?
That's more of a
oh,
a
no. How do you,
that's more of a blower up. Let's go.
Yeah.
I usually go with the one.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
I learned that from Family Guy. I have no experience with
I get mine from Acme.
From Acme. Yeah, Acme is a company, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like an actual
company. Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, on the way to Farmington High School Acme, back like, home, there's Acme.
Yeah, they sell, like, you know, dynamite and, you know...
Sex dolls.
No, not sex dolls. They sell, like, dynamite and, like, all the things that, you know, you would need to catch a Roadrunner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, like Looney Tunes Acme. Or, oh,
what are you talking about?
No, wait, what? No, like a Roadrunner, like a real bird. Like, not meat, meat.
Meep, meep. No, I thought you were talking about, you know, the three Wacko, Smacko, and Dot.
I
those
was.
Three.
Oh, my gosh.
They lived inside the
tower. Oh, that's Animaniacs.
That's right. They lived in the tower.
That's WB as well. But no, I was talking about, like, Wile E. Coyote and, and
like,
Acme.
Like, actual Roadrunners, though. Like, you're not trying to catch the cartoon character.
No, that's what I mean.
Oh. Oh, okay. Has anyone ever been successful in catching a two-dimensional animal?
Wile E. Coyote was never very successful.
Guys. You're embarrassing me, first of all. Second of all...
That was an incomplete thought. All right. Do you want to...
All right. Well, I think that's enough intimacy. An hour, 14 minutes. Oh, my goodness. I'm about to fall on the floor.
Let's run out the last 30 seconds so we can say it was an hour and 15 minutes exactly.
Yep. Let's do that. So,
for the last 30 seconds of the stream,
we had a guest host.
Ah!
And clearly, he won't be back. Soren,
what did I do?
An unexpected home intrusion by Rad Ryan.
Yes, that's me. Yep. And don't you dare try to pick me off again. You see what happens. You see what happens. I don't take that well.
Oh, there'll be plenty time enough.
And
unreal sentence that I always make, this has been The Intimate Hour with Magic Mike, Rad Ryan, and Soren.
And thanks for having me.
And tune in
and
next...
thanks for listening, everybody.
Tune in... Oh, one more vital piece of information. Our scheduling will be changed because it's the end of the January term. So, we are going to be changing our times to another day. Okay, people, prepare yourselves.
Same time?
Possibly. Who knows? I don't know. Who knows? He doesn't know. Nobody knows.
Signer. You can pick whatever time you want.
Yeah.
Careful, people. Careful.
Consistency. Inconsistency is what killed Firefly, so.
I know. I don't want to leave this time slot, but my class schedule demands it. I'm sorry. So stay tuned to my Facebook wall, the Facebook group. If you haven't joined it, join it. And like I said, my parents are deaf. Good night, everybody.